Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Primary Purpose of Your Life, comes from the audio program, Deepening the Dimensions of Stillness with Eckhart Tolle. Here's what Randy Rourke, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick.
No one can talk about living in the now like Eckhart Tolle. Even when he talks about it, he remains in the now. In Deepening the Dimensions of Stillness, recorded in front of a select audience during a 3-day retreat in Maui, Eckhart Tolle presents the techniques he himself uses in order to return to and remain in the direct experience of living in the now. In this selection, he teaches a simple technique that reveals your primary purpose in life, to become what you truly are, conscious presence.
You can download the entire program, Deepening the Dimensions of Stillness with Eckhart Tolle, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, The Primary Purpose of Your Life with Eckhart Tolle.
So I'm teaching the end of the person, the personal, the purely personal sense of self, which is a dreadful prison. And if you find yourself getting angry while you're listening to this, that's good. There's the person. Because only the person would get angry with this. Of course, it wants to defend itself. What do you mean? No person. So experiment with how you, the shift inside you from form, total form identity, to essence identity. And then you can be in your room and you can experiment by sit down, touch something, and don't name it. Look at something, don't name it mentally, just be the perceiving consciousness. Then you have form and formlessness, because what you perceive, either through touch, or sight, or auditory perception, or whatever it is, what you perceive is form, some form. There's the external form, but what's really there externally, you don't really know. All you know is how your mind reassembles the sensory data, and then you see the table, or you feel the table. But it's form. It's a thought form. It's a perception. There's a form arising. But when you don't label it, you are the perceiving awareness, which is formless. So when you perceive things around you, feeling, here for example, the air, feel it on the skin, the air which is moisture laden, and the breeze, the warm breeze, you're enveloped continuously like in some velvety blanket. Feel that, but don't name it. I'm naming it so simply to point you to the nameless experience of it. Feel that, and so you have the consciousness and the form that arises. But then when you don't name it, don't label it, you are not a person, perceiving that you are a conscious presence, the formless perceiving forms. It's an enormous liberation not to carry the burden of a person around with you as you do things and walk through life, or even walk through a room. You can, as I pointed out, you can walk through a room with the burden of a personal self, or you can walk through a room as a simple presence. Every moment of your life can be a practice of bringing together form and formlessness. And that really is the purpose of your life. The primary purpose of your life is to evolve into that, so that you can live in that, the dance between form and formlessness. And as you grow older, the incredible opportunity for old age is to increasingly, it's amazing, nobody knows that. The most vital things, nobody seems to know that. As you grow older, it's really a natural way of relinquishing more and more your form identity, because it's going to go anyway sometime soon. Relinquishing that more and more being the essence identity, which is consciousness itself. And then you grow old and you become more luminous. As the body weakens, you become more luminous and peaceful and alive. More alive, some old people whom I have met who live in that way are more alive at the age of 85 than they were at the age of 25, feel more alive. So old age is a natural way of bringing that dimension into your life, and it's a flowering of your entire life. No matter what happened in your personal history, it becomes irrelevant. It becomes irrelevant. It's taken you to this point where the person gives way to the flowering of consciousness, which is pure awareness. But you don't have to wait till old age. At any moment, the practice is, if you're lucky enough to be old, then it's even better.